All right, back to the phones. Hello, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Tom, I can't tell you just how irritating it's been all day to hear, not on your show, but not just on your show, but basically every show and even some talk shows saying that we need to get over it and stop talking about it and move on.
I don't think I ever said that. I never said get over
it. Not you, it's some of your guests, and it's been guests on other shows. But see, the thing is every year, November 22nd, I know, was the day that Kennedy was assassinated, because every year on November 22nd, we're barraged with not just the JFK movie, but every amount of footage and talk that they can come up with about the Kennedy assassination.
Mm-hmm.
Yet we want to bring up 9/11 on 9/11, and it's almost like we, you know, like we're playing Christmas carols in the middle of June or something, you know?
I think it's the way, it's almost like we come across like we're feeling sorry for ourselves.
I don't know about feeling sorry for ourselves, but I know that the president is right in saying that this war didn't start today. It's not going to end today. It's not going to end anytime soon. And if we take our eye off the ball, especially on, you know, on a day when Al-Qaeda even, you know, released a new tape talking about it. I mean, if clearly they're still thinking about it, you know, should we really stop showing what happened that day and talking about it and trying to fix it?
If I were President Bush, number one, I'd probably be in pretty good shape. He's in pretty good shape. If I was President Bush, you know what I would have done today? I would have taken today, the fifth anniversary of 9/11, and used it as a day to formally declare war on Al-Qaeda. And I would have went to Congress, and I would have got the backing of Congress, and I would have came out and said, we are now officially declaring war on Al-Qaeda and the rest of you. We haven't done that yet. You know, and we need to come out. We, you know, again, it's okay to remember those who were killed. It was a tragic thing that happened. I mean, you know, there's only so long that we can grieve and mourn. You know, those families who, the people who knew those families who died, I mean, they'll never forget it. They'll always have that personal pain. But we need to take 9/11. We need to do more with it than just mourn and grieve. We need to use it as an opportunity to really, really take the offensive. And you know, that's just an example of something. If I were president, that's what I would have done today. I would have come out. I would have went before Congress. I would have addressed a joint session of Congress on 9/11, 5-year anniversary, and said, we are going to declare war on Al-Qaeda.
Absolutely.
Now, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, okay, instead of running around with our tails between our legs.
They need some tough talk, and they need both sides, everybody that claimed that they were ready to take care of this back then, they need to pull them back out and say, are you still ready to take care of this, or are you ready to back down? And we need to pull out the tapes from that day, from every cable news service that had wall-to-wall coverage, and just sit down and let people watch it who don't think that we're having an imminent threat, and then play that tape that Al-Qaeda issued today and say, here's a reminder of what they think, even as of today, you know, and really just put them to the wall. President Bush, both sides, and just say it's time to really nail this down before it goes any further.
I just think, you know, we treat this like, you know, I would have taken today's 5-year anniversary and taken some B-52s over there and just dropped some more bombs on Afghanistan just to let them know that we're still around. And they're not going to get away with anything. You know, we seem like we're backpedaling a lot. I don't know if it's Bush's fault, whose fault it is, or if we're too mired in Iraq, or what it is, but it seems like we're just going in circles. We've thwarted a few terrorist attacks, yes, but it really doesn't seem like we're taking the offensive anymore. It doesn't seem that way.
It's watching a little bit of the past of 9/11 tonight. And,
oh yeah, I'm gonna watch it when I go home. I devote it.
And I noticed something, and it rings true even right now, is you have people who were just afraid to say something or afraid to do something, wanted to make sure that it was 100% them. Are we sure it's them? Do we need to really talk to them? Do we need to go after this person over here or that group over there? And they just, the political correctness and the liberalism that's just really gripping our country right now, we need to shake it off and say it's time to go after the people that actually did something about it. It's not grandma on the corner. We know who did it, and we need to start looking for them instead of waiting for them to do something else. Like the one caller said, are we waiting for 30,000 people to get massacred one day in this country before we snap back into place, you know?
I think we need to use 9/11 for other things than just memorial services.
Absolutely. Of course, we should always remember who died, but we should remember who lived and what we need to do to protect them.
So more won't die. For what they sacrificed will not be in vain. I mean, who knows? Who knows what the future holds? But I just wish we would take 9/11 every year and use it as an occasion to strike fear in the hearts and minds of those who did it. Any way, shape, or form that we can. The president, I don't know, he really didn't sound that tough tonight. Did you hear his speech?
I did. I actually turned down the radio, to be honest, and wanted to watch him on Fox News so I could watch his mannerisms and the way he looked.
Sure, that's fine, sure.
And it was almost like he was feeling serious about it, and he was really pounding it, but yet you could just tell that he was still holding back. He's afraid to say everything that needs to be said about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's afraid to go the whole way because he's afraid that things are going to happen and people are going to say, well, you shouldn't go after them, and he's just afraid that things are going to go wrong for him. And I don't know, maybe it's an election year thing, or who knows.
Hey, the best way to honor those on 9/11 is to kill more terrorists, take their property, and then kill some more, and then kill some more. That's the best way to honor them.
You got that right. I think every last firefighter and policeman and everybody that died that day would agree with you, too.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good night.
Well, bye.
Gotta go. Yep.